One halacha, Rabotai, that's becoming more common, the question, now that many people are not praying officially in the Beit Knesset, for whatever reasons, safer for them to pray, let's say, in a house or in a porch or outdoor minyanim. And a lot of these places, they don't have sidurim like we have in the Beit Knesset. So the question of some of our members, are you allowed to pray from a cell phone? Today, the cell phones have apps, they have sidurim. You can push the button and you can get the sidur. Sometimes you can even get the actual sidur itself. It's like you're reading from a book, you turn the pages. Is there any concern from praying with a cell phone? So the diyun would begin with the Gemara in Berachot on Daf Chav Gimel. Now, of course, the Gemara is talking about cell phones, but the Gemara does discuss that when a person is praying the Amidah, he's not allowed to hold certain things in his hand that could take his mind off the Kavanah of the Tefillah. The Gemara gives different examples. The Gemara says, for example, Lo yohaz tefillin biyado. Lo yohaz sefer Torah biyado. Or for that matter, Lo yohaz sakin biyado. The Gemara gives different examples like this. Rashi explains that the concern is that you're preoccupied with these items, that they're going to fall. Either they're going to break. For example, one of the examples the Gemara brings is a ke'ara. You have a pot that's filled with something. What's going to happen if you drop it? It's going to break. It's going to spoil. It's going to get lost. It's going to get damaged. So therefore, you're preoccupied by holding the item because you're worried that it might fall and get damaged. For example, money. Money is another example. What are you worried? If you drop the money, it's going to scatter. You're going to lose it. So therefore, that causes a preoccupation. And therefore, Rashi's shita is that's why it's asur. The Nimuke Yosef, he says, Vehani lav davka. These cases are lav davka. Anything in your hand that you hold, even something that if it falls to the floor, you're not worried about it. For example, a tissue. You're not worried that's going to fall to the floor and it doesn't happen to it. Big deal, doesn't matter. The fact that you're holding something during the tefillah, it's going to be asur. So we have two different shitot in explaining the cases of the Gemara. Maran in Siman Sadibav is very clear. Kishum mitpaler lo yehoz biyado tefillin velo sefer mikepeh kodesh, for that matter any sefer, velo ke'ara mele'a velo sakin umaot v'kikar. Gives the reason. V'pnei shelibo aleihem shelo yiplu v'yitared v'titpatel. Again, you're worried about these things over here, that they're going to fall, and you're going to be preoccupied. The Mishnah Brura just brings from Rav Chida, who had din tinok, you know, carrying a baby when you're praying, Amidah. Of course, also, the person's preoccupied, God forbid, he drops the baby, so therefore, his mind is not going to be on the tefillah as best as it should be. He then brings down Mishnah Brura, Vedavka Hari. When Maran gave these cases, he means these specifically, she'im yipelu, what's the common denominator between all these things? Yesh behem hefsed, or yaziku lo, the knife cut could fall on the person's leg. Aba sh'ad devarim mutar lechoz. That's Maran's opinion, shitat hashit. Then he means, ve'yesh omrim, da'ani lav davka, ela orha de milka nakat, v'uadin she'en yitol shum devar biyado, b'shad ha'tefila. Who's that? That's the Mishke Yosef, and the Taz agrees with that. Okay, we're discussing Maran's opinion. Maran's opinion is things that of such a sort. So the Chaura, we go back to our cell phone. Cell phone is hundreds of dollars of an item. Clearly we're makpid not to fall on the floor. When a cell phone falls on the floor, the guy's praying, it didn't break, the screen didn't crack, the machine didn't break. So the Chaura, the person's holding this gadget in his hand, it shouldn't be worse than ma'ot or all these other things that could be even less valuable than a cell phone, and especially that we're so overprotective of them. We have cases on them, we put screen protectors, I mean, we're makpid, these things don't get damaged. So the Chaura, according to either opinion, whether it's Maran or the Nemuke Yosef, The Rambam, it's a machlok and how to learn the Rambam, which side he goes on. The Kesef Mishneh understands that Rambam is actually like Shittat Rashi. That's a different discussion, how we learn the Rambam. In any event, Chaurah, that would say that it should be Asur. However, we could ask a more fundamental question. If that's the case, then how are we allowed to hold a Sidur? Let's go back to a simple question. Maran, in these cases, all these things he said, you preoccupy. Kitve Kodesh. Kitve Kodesh means I cannot carry. When I pray in the Amidah, I give Maran my hand and pray that. Why? Because I don't want this to fall on the floor. If it falls on the floor, it's a problem for me. So the Kavara and the Sidur should be the same thing. Although Maran, in the same Siman, he comes along and says in Halakha, Mutar le'achoz mahazor tefilot biyado, v'sh'ah shemitpalel, o'il v'tofes le'tzorech tefilah atzma, no tarid. Well, that since you're holding it for the tzorech of the tefilah itself, you're not tarid. Some the Ritva says it's tirdat the mitzvah, even if you are tarid, tirdat the mitzvah, that's part of the tefillah, that you're tarud in the tefillah, that doesn't take your mind off. It's the bottom line, this item over there is to enhance the tefillah. So therefore, you would never problem. So the chaura, I mean, at the time that you're using a sidur app, your cell phone basically has turned into a sidur. So therefore, it should be permissible, not any less. Now, Shulchan did not make a difference between an expensive sidur and a cheap sidur and a valuable sidur. He could be praying with the sidur of Ketav Yav of the Ben Ish Chai. But it's, that's an expensive sidur. Well, you might fall, you might lose. No, bottom line, you're osik b'tfilah. Guess what? Tanakh didn't only say a sidur, even a lulav. In the olden days, used to pray on Sukkot carrying the lulav in their hands. Okay, lulav, he says, is mutar. So therefore, seemingly, it should be okay. The only problems that we would find about it, and this would have to be dealt with, is the following. Number one, a lot of times the pop-ups come up in the middle of cell phone, you know, in texts or emails or notices or stuff like that, which clearly is going to take a guy's mind, even if he looks at it for a second, just to see that it's not an emergency. Already his mind is taken off. So again, this all assumes that you could disable, you know, any pop-ups, texts coming in without any question. The other issue that would be is what Rabbi Zalman wrote in the Shohan Aruch HaRav. Rabbi Zalman writes that although we posek like Shohan Aruch, therefore things not of value, for example, or let's say even sidur kol shekin, you can hold during the tefillah. But he says mitzvah min ha-mubhar not to hold anything in the tefillah. Like Maran actually wrote in Sadiheh. What did Maran say? The best way to pray the Amidah is v'cha baruch toras. Your right hand over your left hand, the thumbs underneath, and you're praying without a sidur. Okay, that's always mitzvah min ha-mubhar. But that, by the way, it's got nothing to do with a cell phone. That's even to do with a sidur. It's always better to pray without. Now we're talking about obviously a case where the guy needs the sidur or he needs the phone to pray from. So again, outside of that, mitzvah min ha-mubhar, l'cha'ora, if he can stop the apps from coming up, it should be mutar. Only thing is, I saw brought down from Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich, live and be well, he quoted a Sefer Hasidim. Sefer Hasidim writes that sometimes a person will be praying and his tefillot will not be answered because the sidud that he was using was printed or published by a rasha. And therefore, it has a roshim on its tefillot. Now, I don't know who's producing these cell phones. I don't think they had a lamed vav sadikim in a generation. So therefore, if you go with that sefer hasidim, who's producing this over here, you know? But again, that's al pi musar. I don't know if we're going to have to take that as a halakhic consideration. But nonetheless, it's definitely something to think about. But the more consideration that I have, again, al pi musar, is the halakhic principle that says, "En katigor na'asa sanigor," that we know the prosecutor cannot be the defender, at least in a courtroom. And lo aleinu, if a person's doing avirot with the cell phone all day long, wasting time, playing games, doing all this nonsense, and all of a sudden he wants to use that same vessel to pray to God, so he goes, you're taking this island, you're making avirot all day long, and then you want to come along and use that to pray to me? Without katigor na'asa sanigor. So, again, but that's not pia musar. We're not going to oser something because katigona sasanigor. We want to know halachically, is it a problem of a seha da'at? L'ma'aseh, the poskim want to say, it's not, it's a sidur. But again, clearly it's not like a tahila. And I'll say something else. My opinion, that when you see people praying with sidurim, it lowers the whole kedusha of the Beit HaKnesset. The guy praying over there holding a phone in his hand, the guy next to him already lost the tzura of the Beit HaKnesset. Doesn't have the seriousness or the... Again, obviously we're talking about a case where there's no sidur. But if there's a sidur right in front of you, clearly one should pray from the conventional sidur instead of having to hold a gadget in his hand based on the reasons that we said. So therefore we came out the ma'aseh. Well, mitzad ad-din, if you're using it for a sidur and you made the adjustments that we said, chaura, it should be mutar, but again, it's clearly not preferable. Person has an option to pray with a sidur, or he knows the tefillah ba'al peh and he can have kavanah, clearly it would be better the other options.